Good morning and welcome to Daily Inspirations. This is Brother John Loniker. Lord willing, I will be bringing the Daily Inspirations this week, and I pray that you will be blessed. For this morning, I want to read a couple verses here in Colossians chapter 1. Paul's writing here to the church at Colossae, and in verse 9 he says, "For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, unto all patience, long-suffering, with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light." And this morning, I would just like to focus a little bit in verse 11. It says, "Strengthened with all might according to his glorious power." You know, a lot of times when people think of a man or a woman of God that's been born again and walking with God and one that's filled with might and all glorious power, what do you think of when you think of a man or a woman of God who's filled with might and all his glorious power? You know, a lot of people think of a good preacher, one who's able to preach, or some people think of a missionary who's doing great works and bringing people to Christ. Others think of people who are able to pray over people and heal people. And then others think of people being filled with the glorious power of God, who are able to cast out devils. And that's what comes to a lot of people's minds when they think of being strengthened and with all the might of God and his glorious power. But I want to take a little different approach to what it really looks like to be strengthened with all might according to his glorious power. And the rest of the verse says, "Unto all patience and long-suffering, with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father." You know, when you see a man or a woman of God with patience, all patience, it says, and long suffering, and with joyfulness, and a man and woman of God with a thankful heart, you know, that's a sign that that person is strengthened with the might of God and all his glorious power. You know, many people are able to put on a front, but what about in your everyday life when no one else is around, and it's only you and God and your family? Are you strengthened with his might and glorious power to have patience in your home and around your coworkers? Are you strengthened with all his might and glorious power to be long-suffering? Are you strengthened with all his might and his glorious power to be joyful amidst trials and tribulations? And also, are you able to give thanks unto the Father? Ephesians, I think it's Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20, says this here. I'm sorry, that's a wrong verse. It's Ephesians 5:20. It says, "Giving thanks always for all things unto God the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." You know, when the apostles in Acts chapter 5 were standing before the council, the Sanhedrin there, and they were threatening them, and they eventually did beat them. They beat them, and possibly as they were leaving their presence, the council's presence there, they had black and blue marks. They were sore and possibly even bleeding. It says that they left the presence with thankfulness and joyfulness and so are you able to give thanks in all things? Whatever God brings your way, having a thankful heart and joyfulness. And that is a true sign of a man or woman of God that is strengthened with His might and His glorious power. Yes, all those other things that I mentioned, being able to preach the gospel, being able to cast out devils, being able to heal people, being able to win souls to Christ, are also good things for the Lord. But you know, the Lord also is interested in the inner man, the heart of man. What comes out? Is there patience? Is there long-suffering? Is there joyfulness? Is there thankfulness? And so this morning, I pray that you would be strengthened with all might according to His glorious power. God bless you and thank you for listening.